Time for the Observation Deck with Gordo, brought to us by Tylock Nasser Vision and Generator Supercenter.
I still think that's one of the greatest riffs of all time.
Yes.
No doubt.
I love that. There, you just got a little hint of it there.
It's fading out.
It's fading out.
Go on.
Okay, thanks to the P1s who tuned in to our little Twitch hangout, and thanks to the P1s who tuned in to the Hardline Rant Revival yesterday. We played some classic audio of Norm discussing the irresponsibility of the Rant's handling of JFK Jr.'s death.
Yes, he was right about that.
I know. And I conceded that, and I agree with him. But boy,
now you're on Norm's side?
Now I'm on Norm's side. I stand with those who stand against me. It was so great hearing that audio, though. It's 27 years ago.
Man.
But we heard Norm and Leon, his co-host, ragging on us and
talking about just, do you really want your children and grandchildren and children and Aretha to hear that?
So good.
Did we play that audio back then of what was on Cliff talking about us? I guess so, huh?
I don't think we did. I don't think we played it on the air. No. No. Hmm. I mean, we did yesterday on the Hardline.
Yeah.
But yeah, we didn't at the time. I think the idea was just don't stir it up too much. And we were trying to remember when Norm came to the ticket. Because obviously at the time,
2000.
Yes.
He was
2000. Year 2000.
Up against us, calling for me to be fired.
That first crosstalk, we had to get things settled between the two rivals.
It was awkward.
Don't think you treated JFK Jr. very fairly.
Well, I agree.
You got me there.
I folded on that. Speaking of folding, I want to start sports betting. I think this is my first foray into sports betting, is to test your theory of you being a jinx, Giorgio.
Okay.
So we need to pick a contest, and you need to you've got to go to this contest. Okay. So I stand to gain a lot of money.
So you're going to...
Or possibly lose it.
You're going to be driving to Oklahoma City or anything, or these are all local?
It'll be a game of my choosing. I'm thinking of
a
Northeast rivalry of some sort, betting on that. And then you have to travel there and have your gear and your get up. And then we'll test it. And then we can put it to rest whether or not you're a sports jinx. You're not a sports jinx.
I don't know.
You need to quit all that magical thinking.
Last few years, my record is really, really bad. And especially in like high leverage games. Heck, if you want to go back to... cough syrup game. Of course, we were all there, but I was one of them at the Rangers meltdown in the World Series. I was one of those who were shaking hands with Ranger front office people saying, hey, congrats.
But you were also there for Game 6 in Miami when the Mavs won the title.
That is true.
So you didn't jinx
But your
them.
Heart wasn't into it, so that's
it was
how.
Too.
Oh, maybe he was rooting for the Heat.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't either. That was
so
great.
See, it disproves it. It's just some cognitive bias that you're selecting evidence
it
that
is.
Seems
very
to support
anecdotal,
it.
It's very anecdotal, and I don't remember the times that, yeah.
But I do remember that famous picture of you with a little person back behind you who was celebrating.
Right. You guys didn't have your picture taken by some random P1. It was, that's why, because you took my picture.
Yes.
That's right.
See there? See how your mind's reworked it?
Yeah.
To make it even more, think about how mysterious it is.
No, it wasn't mysterious. You were just sitting next to me and thought it'd be a funny picture.
Because you were so upset over it. I told you guys not to leave and go watch the... Y'all were going down to the clubhouse to go congratulate the players.
You're going to interview the players, not congratulate them.
Yeah, see, you wish for bad luck, though. If something's going right, you just say, hold on a second, just wait a minute.
Just
you
whatever's want, happening, I want it to change the, to the opposite.
Yes, you
to
want,
watch everyone freak out.
You want misery.
I don't want misery.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
Gordon Keith.
You think it's funny when local teams or local athletes fail?
No, that's not true. I root for the local teams. I've never been a sports journalist the way that you guys are always throwing people up against the wall and saying, hey, listen,
I'm a sports journalist. Don't call me a talk show host.
You do not root for the local teams if you have issued some warning like, I don't know, watch out for Brandon Aubrey. I don't think he's that good. Then you're rooting for him to miss every kick.
Yes. I'm rooting for the Cowboys. I'm just rooting for you guys to see what I'm talking about.
Which means about you want him to miss every kick.
No, he will miss some kicks, and you guys just ignore it until it becomes a huge problem. And I'm like, no. My early warning detection service is free of charge, and you're not taking advantage of it.
I agree with all of that, but to make all of that happen, you root for him to miss kicks.
No, that's not true.
You were hoping Tony Romo didn't get a starting job back. It turned out you were right.
That's not true. I said, hey, this Dak Prescott's pretty good. Gordon. He was not drafted number one. He cannot take over for Tony Romo. Tony Romo has this job until he's 70.
You're kind of right about that one. You're kind of right. You've dressed it up a little bit.
But you guys completely dismiss me on that
one. You dressed it up a lot with attitudinal voices.
Yes, we did not know, Gordon.
You did do that. You just spoke so condescendingly to me.
It's like anything else. We tried to talk it out with you. Here's the psychology of it. When someone is really succeeding, like Brandon Aubrey was making everything he looked at, even over 60 yards, it takes attention away from Gordon. So
that's a ridiculous explanation.
He then says, I don't know. And then he just waits for that moment that he misses an extra point. Now he's like, okay, what's up with him?
I started saying, hey, I think that this guy's getting a little wobbly. And you're like, Gordon, you don't understand. He has made so many in the past.
That was your way of saying he will never miss attention.
No. And lo and behold, I'm right. He starts missing extra points.
One. Singular.
Yeah.
But yes.
Same thing with Eddie Belfour. Everyone's like, man, so great. We skated a cup because of Eddie Belfour. Well, I don't know. And then coincidentally,
I tuned into a couple games and I'm watching Eddie Belfour and he didn't seem that great to me. And I said it to you guys and you guys are, of course, you don't understand. No one can have the nickname Eddie Eagle unless they have been certified.
And we have debated this, really no exaggeration, 300 times.
Yeah.
This is the 300th conversation we've had about this.
Yes, but do you remember what happened with the Eddie Belfour thing? I was saying that stuff well before that game.
We were going to New Jersey, and we both said, just watch tonight.
And you said, all right, tonight, this is what I want you to do, Gordon. This is probably because you're not paying enough attention to what he's doing. So you just need to keep your eye on Eddie Belfour. So I sat there with my eyes glued to him, watching him let eight goals through.
I think it was six goals.
It was the biggest sports regret ever.
That was bad timing, but that doesn't mean...
So great.
That doesn't mean you won the argument, though. He was not a bad goaltender. He was a terrific goaltender.
You both said, here, we'll let tonight decide
No, we didn't. Yes, we lost that night. We lost that battle, but we did not lose the war. He did not end up being known as a bad goaltender.
But it was funny that you guys said, all right, we're entering tonight's performance into evidence.
Yeah. And we did learn after the game that you force-fed him cough syrup.
You're making that part up.
So that you could get more attention that night.
God, what a glorious night that was.
That was weird. That's when I started thinking that you are some sort of wizard or something.
You have
weird sorcery.
All I'm doing is noticing what's out there that you guys let get clouded by all your sports knowledge. Doesn't let you see some obvious things that are going on.
Maybe you are the sports wizard.
Like the whole Dak thing was so frustrating because you're like, no, you don't understand. I mean, Tony Romo is just, but this guy's pretty good. I guess I don't get why you can't have the guy who's playing really good keep playing. Gordon,
three things. Brandon Aubrey.
The Jack Voigt game tying home run. I also did that one.
Oh. Blitzkrieg.
That was Reiner too. It's not you. What audio did we used to listen to all the time where there was a sports wizard? So-and-so, so-and-so, and the sports wizard.
Oh, that was Brian Collins, the Boom Goes the Dynamite guy, wasn't it? And you say, I'm sitting in for Chris Dewar, the sports wizard. Chris Dewar, the sports wizard. Yes, I am the sports wizard up here.
Yeah,
and I know there's been more, and I can't remember them right now.
That's it. That's no, the ones you've been living on.
There was, I think there was another one at the Super Bowl where you guys were, there was some overwhelming favorite and you guys were all, and this is going to, you know, it's sad that this isn't going to really be a Super Bowl. You know,
and
it's going to be a cakewalk.
Patriots and they were going to be trying for the undefeated season.
Yeah.
Here's the problem.
I don't know. I don't
this
think
is the
guys...
problem with all this. So we've now, if we're going to count that, that's four examples. How many other times have we said this game's going to be a blowout and you've gone, I don't know. Then it's a blowout.
Right.
And I told you I didn't know.
And then all
you
is forgotten.
Right. But I told you I didn't know. I wasn't saying anything positive.
Well, that's all you said before that Giants-Patriots game was,
so.
I don't know. I think the Giants might do something.
Yes, that's right. Your wishing for sports chaos or local sports failure is probably like, your record's probably like 6-200.
Yes.
But we only hear about the 6.
Right.
It isn't.
You're right.
There's no doubt.
And when you hit on big ones, those count as more than just one. Like hitting on the Dak thing, that's more than just one. I'm the one who predicted Luka would be good. You guys were all like, oh, dude, I don't know about this guy.
Never watched him the entire time.
I don't know about this guy.
To this day, you've barely heard of Luka.
What does that mean?
The only comment you made is he had too many bandages on him or in too many wraps.
Right, right. And you're all just ignoring that.
You said he looked like a guy at the Y League. Meantime, he's scoring 45 a game and leading him to the NBA Finals.
Both are correct. He looks like a guy at the Y League and he scores a lot.
I was right about LeBron being good.
Well,
guys
everybody
were saying,
said that.
You guys
everybody
were saying he was going to rue the day he left high school.
Again, that was Reiner.
Oh. I was right about the meatball tree. You guys
were right about that.
That's still some of the greatest audio in ticket history. Speaking of great audio in ticket history, you know I've gone back through the catalog. I think I have a few treats for you today. I think maybe at 8:40 we'll listen to
Rolling Stones
classics. No, stop bringing that bit up.
Why? It's the greatest thing you've ever done.
It's just the first thing you ever heard, and you latched onto it, and you won't let it go. I let things go.
Man.
You guys just seem to never let things go.
Oh, God.
No, I have a classic bit of, I think, one of the earliest Skinlonens.
I know where that originated.
And it was pre Rick Skinlonen.
Didn't it originate in Atlanta at the Super Bowl? In one of those
You're
media
close.
Sessions?
No, it was in the Southeast, was it not?
Now, this is... To clarify, it's not what you're thinking, George.
Oh, okay.
George is thinking of the broadcasters, one of them who had nothing and the other one who was way over the top. And their names were Nick DeRisi and Ronnie Fineldon.
Mm-hmm. No,
I'm
thinking,
need to bring them back.
I'm thinking of a Super Bowl, I thought, in Atlanta, where we were in one of the conference rooms and they had like the Patriots in there. And we weren't getting much audio or something, and you interviewed George as Nick Skinlonen. And hey, let's do a fake player.
You're so close.
And I think that was the first Nick Skinlonen ever.
Okay. Yes. That is probably right. But the one that I found was one where you are interviewing him, and I think it's in New Orleans in 2002. It was Patriots. 2002. Does that sound right? Were they in the Super Bowl at the... That happened at the Metrodome.
If it's a
2002.
Patriots, probably at the Superdome.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was 99. Yeah, wait, it's 2000. That's right. 2001 season, 2002
Super Bowl.
Yeah.
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 So when was the Atlanta one before that?
Yeah, there was one. The Atlanta one, not the Cowboys Bills, but we did go to that in 94. Then the next one in Atlanta was 2000, Rams Titans. That's where I think Nick was born.
Born.
Okay.
And then, 2002 was Patriots, Rams, and
well, this
New
is
Orleans.
This is certainly an early Nick.
Okay.
And his voice is even a little bit different and a little bit creepier.
And by the way, I'm going to go ahead and give you another one. You remember everyone was picking the greatest show on turf, the Rams, and no one knew much about these upstart Patriots and some guy named Tom Brady. I do remember that the sports wizard over here was saying, I don't know, look out for the Patriots.
Yep.
And everyone's like,
well, he says
insane.
That every game.
No, but I was real high on that one.
No, but that's just another one hit on.
I was real high on Tom Brady.
Okay, you're 7-200.
And you're like, Gordon, this guy
to your
so
point,
undrafted.
George, every week when we're doing our Cowboys predictions, if you and I pick the same thing,
right?
If we pick the Cowboys or we pick the opponent, Gordon will chime in, I don't know, meaning so, he's taking the other side.
But the Patriots time with Tom Brady, that first time, you guys forced me into prediction. I said, I think that Tom Brady's going to win a Super Bowl. He's going to win the Super Bowl.
I don't know about that.
But I remember
you like the Patriots, and that brings you up to now 7-200.
Yes, they're huge ones. I was the only one that picked the greatest quarterback of all time. Before all of you guys were like, he's never going to be anything in this league.
Oh,
I mean, he's a bus driver. He's
that.
A good bus driver for now.
Man,
none of us ever called him
history
a bus driver.
So bad.
P1s will back me up on this.
Well,
and they're going to remind us.
Just
they will probably remind you guys of many times I made predictions that were correct.
Now we're about to get flooded with false predictions.
Yeah, Gordon's right. Yeah, he's right about that.
I remember when Gordon said this. He's totally right. Yes, I am the sports wizard up here. See there? We can have that as a drop. We can't have that as a
That's
drop if it's
Creighton
not true.
Turned it around in 8 seconds.
Oh. Anyway.
All right.
Merry
well,
Christmas.
That was interesting.